KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Central Catholic to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Fay looking, lobs it into the left-hand corner to Meyer, back down to Fay. Fay is blocked by Lucas Wilkie. Picked back up by Fay, kicks it out for a three, Weans, and he hits it. Central Catholic is hitting their shots and up by 17. Casey Weans having a great game so far.
All four squads are off to great starts and face another December challenge tonight. It's the Whippets and the Crusaders coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Central Catholic High School in Grand Island with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to beautiful Grand Island Central Catholic High School gymnasium for game two of tonight's doubleheader between the Crusaders and the Minden Whippets. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. As we get ready for a battle of unbeatens in this early season matchup, the Crusaders are ranked second of the preseason and 3-0. The Whippets are ranked sixth in C1 and are 4-0. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the Minden Whippets, number 5, the 5'11 junior, Carson Bloom. Number 11, 5'7" junior, Dan Christensen. Number 20, 6'1" senior is Miles Steen. Number 21, 6'5" senior is Ben Peterson. And number 34, 6'1" junior is Derek Kissinger. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Shannon Levin, assisted by Dale Bloom, Aaron Martin, and Ryan Watovic. They are 4-0 on the season, and as we said, ranked 6th in the preseason in C1. The wins for Minden have come against Southern Valley, Ogallala, Lexington, and Aurora, so they played some Class B competition. For Grand Island Central Catholic, number 13 is a 6'4" senior, Patrick Stoltenberg. Number 15 is a 6'1" senior, Seth Wardine. Number 23, 6' senior, Turner Bay. Number 25, 6'3" senior, Tyler O'Connor. And number 31, 6'1" senior, Caleb Clunder. Longtime head coach of the Crusaders is Hall of Famer Bill Gavers, assisted by Rob Misek, Tina Martinez, Jeremiah Stump, and Levi Lambert. 3-0 on the season, ranked second in C1 with wins over Lincoln Lutheran, Kearney Catholic, and Columbus Scotus. And the Crusaders are actually scoring some points this year, averaging 60 points per ball game. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank, where they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show next.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Central Catholic, the home white and blue trim, the traveling purple for Minden. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classics Hits. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Looks like something happened on the jump there, an illegal touch by Minden, so Grand Island Central Catholic is going to get the basket, and they'll move from right to left against the Minden man-to-man defense as we get this one underway. Get it into the hands there of Turner Fay on the low post. He'll dribble into the paint, take it off on the right wing, pass deflected out of bounds. Turner Fay, who's been a three-year starter, in fact, even started a little bit as a freshman, but everybody wondering when this kid's going to graduate. He is a top tier kid and looks at the three, passes it up, drives into the lane, double pump, shot won't go, rebound brought down by Derek Kissinger, and Minden will push the ball up the floor little late start because the girls' game went to overtime, and Minden escapes 47-42. Drive the baseline. Ben Peterson was so far behind the hoop that he got it knocked away out of bounds. Minden will get to stay with the basketball here, though, so a little break there. Good defense by the Crusaders. Man-to-man as well by the Crusaders. They very rarely play anything else, like never. Up at the top of the circle, Dan Christensen swings it to the right side to Carson Bloom. Left-hand dribble crossover guarded by Turner Fay. Off the pick, tries the pick and roll. Miles Steed is covered. 5 second count is on. Taken out for a three on the way and in for Derek Kissinger. Kissinger pops out for the three-pointer. And just like the girls' team did, Minden starts the boys' game by hitting a three-pointer and taking the 3-0 lead. Central Catholic basketball, Tyler O'Connor. Guarded by Kissinger over to Turner Fay on the right wing. Dump it down on the low post, lowers his shoulder, jump shot up off the glass, in and out, no good that time. And the rebound brought down by Minden's Miles Steen. Off the miss on the low block by Caleb Glunder. Off a couple of picks, Bloom gets free, some contact, shot too strong, trying to save the ball Minden, but they're standing on the baseline, and out of bounds it goes to the Crusader. Central Catholic, very busy. They've only played three games, but in the next week they play four basketball games. Home tonight, home tomorrow against Christian, at Blue Hill Monday, and at Holdridge Tuesday. So the start of a heck of a stretch here before the holidays for Central Catholic. Who trail 3-0. Fay tries to change it. Free throw line jumper, no good. Long arm of Carson Bloom goes out and gets the rebound. Bloom pushes it all the way up the floor. Going to be guarded there by Clunder. Comes from the right to the left, all the way to the baseline. Underneath, Steen's wide open, hits the layup. Everybody was trying to catch up to Carson Bloom, and they found Miles Steen wide, wide open. Very rarely does that happen to a Crusader defense. And it's 5-0 Minden with the early lead, 2 minutes in. With it on the right wing is going to be Wardeen. Wardeen will drop the ball back into the middle of the floor. Give it over to Turner Fay on the right wing. Back out for a three. On the way and in is Tanner O'Connor. First bucket of the ball game is also a three for Central Catholic. 5-3 Whippets with the lead. 5:30 to go here in the first quarter on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. As always, the web, kkpr.com. And in basketball, top of the circle with it, Ben Peterson trying to work on his defender. Takes him into the paint. Turnaround jumper from 8 up and in for Ben Peterson. So Minden shooting the ball well early, leading it 7-3. Up the floor with it, Turner Fay, the point guard. Little shake and bake, comes into the paint, and we're going to get a shove called on Minden, our first foul of the game. It's going to be on Dan Christensen, and it'll be Grand Island Central Catholic ball underneath their own hoop with Turner Fay to throw it in. Last year, Turner had a 27-point performance, I believe it was, against Minden, and they get it right back to him, and he'll lay it up and in. Got it to Clunder in the corner on the inbounds. Fay just stepped across the end line, took the pass right back, lay it up and in. 7-5 Minden. Off a couple of picks, here comes Bloom all the way to the baseline, and he'll be fouled as he puts the shot up too strong. But a couple of free throws coming up for Carson. And the foul's on Patrick Stoltenberg. First foul of the game on the Crusaders. Two free throws coming up. The first free throws of the ball game belong to Minden's Carson Bloom. And Bloom will put the free throw on the way and in. Substitution now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Here comes Tyler Staub, a 6'3 senior. No big boys in the ball game, but a lot of balance. Not a lot of 5'10, 5'8 guards out there. They've all kind of grown up. Everybody's 6 foot to 6'4. Led by Stoltenberg at 6'4". Second free throw also good. So Bloom hits them both. Minden 9, Central Catholic 5. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Central Catholic scoring points this year, as we said in the pregame, is Fay drives. Shot no good. Got his own rebound, and they're going to call a foul on Miles Steen. Fay got the rebound. They kind of tied up, but as Fay turned, it got Steen over his back. Minden also has been able to score points this year, up in the upper 50s. Inbounds pass, quick shot, no good. Rebound brought down Ben Peterson. So the inbounds plays have given Central Catholic a couple of nice looks, not able to convert that time. Trouble handling the ball there for Derek Kissinger. Could have been called for a carry or a double dribble. Now picks his dribble up in the left-hand corner, looks for a cutter, and there's too much traffic, and Seth Wardeen steals the ball away. First turnover of the game for either team. Here come the Crusaders trying to get it down to the baseline. They do to stop, kicks it out into the corner for three. It is no good by O'Connor. And we've got an over-the-back foul called on Central Catholic getting the rebound. Looks like it was Staub over the top. His first, team second. 4:08 to go, first quarter. Minden off to a 9-5 lead here against Central Catholic. And they'll get the ball in the hands of Derek Kissinger. Minden also a pretty stacked team with height. Christensen, the short guy out there at 5'7", has the ball. Working on Caleb Klunder. Kicks it over for a three. It is going to be short by Derek Kissinger. No good. The rebound brought down by Klunder. Outlet pass goes to O'Connor. Left side of the key. Doesn't like it. Kick it out to Klunder. Reverses it over to Turner Fay. Three-pointer. Right wing. On the way and nothing but net. Turner Fay knocks down the three. A couple of threes here in the early going for the Crusaders. Cuts the lead to one. 9-8. Up the floor with it, Carson Bloom. Bloom into the paint. Hands it off. Dropping the ball off his leg. Kissinger. It's loose and another Minden turnover. Back-to-back turnovers for the Whippets. Central Catholic wants to run. Had the numbers. Didn't take the shot right away. Faking the three is O'Connor. Drives right baseline. Shot too strong. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Minden. So Minden's been on 9 points now for about a minute and a half. And they'll go to the bench. Checking in, Craig Driver and Christian Schwenka. A couple of solid players off the bench for Coach Shannon Lovin. Central Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Holding, and nothing in the corner, lobbing it all the way out towards midcourt to Seth Wardee. Give it back to Tyler O'Connor on the left wing. Fay coming down to post up, not there. Reverse the ball right side. Holding onto it, Caleb Klunder. Right side of the key, turns and hands it off to Wardee. Man-to-man defense both ways. A lot of teams learning how to play man-to-man from Central Catholic. Wardee, good spin move, got inside his man, Bloom, and laid it up and in. Pretty good defense, but Turner Fay able to score, and that's five in a row. Back-to-back buckets by Fay, and Central Catholic has their first lead at 10-9. Minden with a trap to the right-hand corner. Kissinger just throws it up for grabs, and it ends up in the hands of Craig Driver, who quickly gets it out to center circle, and they'll reset. Now Driver to the right elbow. Gets it to Peterson. Peterson to the low block. Can't get the shot. His pass taken away. Tried to kick it back out, and Klunder was there. Minden can't score if they don't get a shot, and that's three turnovers in a row. Fay, three-point land left wing, guarded there by Derek Kissinger. To the high post, couple of passes down to the low block. Turnaround jumper, got him out of the air. Short shot up and in by O'Connor. So O'Connor and Fay have all 12 points by the Crusaders, who have scored seven in a row, and it's 12-9 Central Catholic. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Carson Bloom on Fay, gets the pick, then dribbled off a leg, and we're going to get a foul on the switch off there. Foul's going to go on Tyler Staub, his second here of the quarter. Into the ball game, Brennan Anspaugh and Patrick Stoltenberg returns. Checking out will be Klunder and Staub. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Again, we want to thank Athletic Director Howard Sherman and all the fine folks here at Central Catholic, as always, for their hospitality and to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. And Minden gets the inbounds up top, then tries to go back down to the baseline and throws it away. That is four straight turnovers for the Whippets. And Central Catholic's making them pay. They've scored their last three times, and Minden's turned it over four, so it's 12-9 Crusaders. They have the ball in the front court right side. O'Connor, a couple of dribbles, back up top, Fay. Gets inside of his man, pulls up from a 12, and shoots it too strong, no good. And Carson Bloom, the defender, will box out Fay, get the rebound. Outlet pass, Kissinger. But court left side, minute and a half to go, first quarter. Minden been quiet here for over 2.5 minutes offensively, again with all the turnovers, and they about commit another one, and they'll get a timeout called. Carson Bloom, good heads-up play. He was jumping out of bounds and was going to throw it to a teammate. There was no teammate, so he called the timeout. A minute 22 to go in the first quarter of play. Central Catholic 12, Minden 9 on KKPR.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Monday night football, or Thursday night football update. Always get that when they're playing at night. Well, I'm working. It should be Monday. 7-0 San Diego. 7 minutes to go, second quarter on ESPN 1460, 1550. And out of that timeout, Minden just about throws it away again. They'll get it into the corner to Driver for three, and the rainbow's home. second free of the ball game for Minden, and we're tied again, 12-12 your score. With a minute exactly to go here in the first quarter. Faye handles it left side of the key. Backs it between the circles, gives it off to Stoltenberg. Back over to Faye, little room left wing. Going to take his man off the dribble, and a little cheap hand check foul called on Carson Bloom. That'll be his first and the team's second. Doing a good job of getting Turner Faye kind of isolated one-on-one, and he's been able to take Bloom off the dribble a couple of times. Now Faye will throw it in underneath his own hoop. Forces it in, and it's going to be stolen away. Tried to get it to O'Connor. The ball deflected. First Crusader turnover. Bloom came up with it. Brings it all the way down the floor. Kicks it on the wing. Driver for another three, and he got the foul called. The foul's on Anspaugh. His first, but it's going to be three free throws here for Craig Driver. Happened right in front of Coach Bill Gabers. Luckily, he was facing the other way, so I couldn't see what he said. But he was not happy. And three free throws coming up here. Minute a chance to regain the lead. Craig Driver takes his time, puts the first one on the way, and it is going to spin out. No good. Driver kind of not a lot of follow-through. His threes are pretty high arching, and his free throws, he gets set and just kind of flicks it up there. Second free throw now by Driver. A lot of dribbles, a lot of spins, and there's the shot. No good. Not really bending the knees, not getting any follow-through there. And he's missed the first two. Back into the ball game, Miles Steen for the Whippets. Third chance here for Driver, and maybe the Crusaders will get out of here without giving up any points on the foul on the three-pointer. And the third free throw by Driver, no good, missed them all. And Turner Faye gets the rebound, and we stay tied at 12. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. And the Crusaders act like they're going to hold for the last shot, but they always keep their eyes open. Maybe send that back cutter a few seconds earlier than the defense thinks. 20 seconds to go. Center circle, Seth Wardine. Now Turner Faye has it. Guarded out there by Christensen. 12 seconds to go. They want to get that ball in Faye's hands. They get it to O'Connor. 8 seconds. He's well out on the right side. Trying to get it to Faye. He's covered down to the baseline. The ball's bobbled. A forced jumper at the horn is no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Good defense there by Minden to deny Faye the ball, and that forced Wardine to throw up an off-balance jumper. At the end of one, Central Catholic and Minden are tied at 12 on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
5 minute Whippets have scored, two Central Catholic Crusaders, but it's still 12-12 as Minden gets the ball to start the second quarter, and Christensen will bring it to the top of the key and hand it off to Kissinger, trying to get the screen, but Central Catholic right on him, and now a hand check foul going to be called on the Crusaders, a little too much from Caleb Plunder, his first. In the first quarter, turnovers, Minden had four, they were on four consecutive possessions, one on Central Catholic, rebounds, five for the Whippets, three for the Crusaders. Both teams were 2 of 2 from three-point land. Free throw shooting, the Crusaders did not attempt one, Minden 2 of 5. Kissinger looking to shoot, has it knocked out of his hands, and it's going to stay with the Whippets in front of the Crusader bench. Turner Faye with 7, Tyler O'Connor with 5 points for Central Catholic. Kissinger and Driver have each hit a 3 for Minden. And that's where we're at, 12-12. Christensen drives, got it caught on his hip, had to throw it out. Kissinger long, 3, it's an air ball, and the ball goes out of bounds. Derek ended up fading away there because the Crusader defender came running at him, and it's 12-12. Now Central Catholic has went on a long drought. Minden was sitting on 9 forever. In fact, Minden has only scored 3 points here in the last 5 minutes, and that was on the driver three-pointer. They were up 9-5 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Skip pass, Crusaders. Klunder fakes the three, got both guys to bite, finds it underneath, and a shot blocked. Stoltenberg blocked by Kissinger. It was a great pass, and Kissinger able to get the clean block and take it away. Christensen up the floor for the Whippets. Takes it up to the right wing, back between the circles. Driver, couple of picks, dribbled it off his foot, and out of bounds it goes. So back over to Central Catholic, and into the ball game comes Carson Bloom. Don't forget, more high school basketball comes your way tomorrow night on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Pleasanton is at Overton. Girls at 6:15, the boys at 8. We've got hockey the next two nights here on Classic Hits. 98.9 as the Storm have won 5 of their last 6. And will play their final two games before Christmas the next two nights. Heading way out to Muskegon in Chicago. Long, long road trip. Couple of skip passes from the right corner to the left corner and back to the right. Central Catholic works it over to Turner Fay. Off the pick. Three is off the mark that time. And the rebound will be brought down by Miles Steen. Steen with his second board. Up the floor, Carson Bloom. Look right. Hands it off. Kissinger right behind him. Now they go right. Christensen has some room. Runs out of room. Tries to throw it through the lane. And stepping in front, Seth Wardine makes the steal. Still 12-12. 6:15 to go here in the first half of play. The scoring has really slowed down over the last 6 minutes. We had 14 points in the first 3 minutes and 15 seconds. We've had 10 in the next 10, or next 8, I should say. Now that changes. Three-pointer, Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor, his second three, and it's 15-12. Grand Island Central Catholic leading it by 3. Trying to come coast-to-coast. Christensen is grabbed once he gets inside the three-point arc. And the Crusaders called for the foul, Caleb Klunder. That's his second, so Klunder and Staub each have 2 now for the Crusaders. 6th team foul. Staub's going to check back in for Klunder. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you all the stats, review the girls' game that Minden won in overtime, 47-42. Inbounds pass comes into Christian Schwenka. Gives it back down low. Ball knocked away. Central Catholic with the steal. Minden another turnover. Crusaders want to run. Get it all the way down to the baseline to Staub. He's covered. They kick it out. Good job of the Whippets to get back. Now one-on-one. Fay gets by his man, and Carson Bloom fouled him. Bloom with his second foul, and Turner Fay will go to the line and shoot the first free throws of the ball game for Grand Island Central Catholic. In that girls' game tonight, Liz McGowan led Central Catholic with 20 points. And Jamie Kissinger had 23 for Minden, including the game-winning back-to-back threes in overtime. Turner Fay with his first free throw of the night. It's up and in. And as usual, Central Catholic has done a good job making their free throws. In fact, second game of the year when they beat Kearney Catholic, they made 30 out of 33 from the line. So 30 of their 61 points that night were free throws. Second free throw now from Turner Fay. Takes his time, sets, fires, scores, and Fay now has 9, O'Connor has 8, and that's the 17 points for Central Catholic, who turned an early 5-0 deficit into a 17-12 lead, so it's a 17-7 run, and off the screen, Central Catholic doesn't get it switched quick enough, and they have a blocking foul call. This one's going to go on Patrick Stoltenberg. He has 2, and that will put Minden into the 1-1. Carson Bloom, who has hit the only 2 free throws of the game for Minden, is at the line to shoot a 1-1, and Ben Peterson will check in. Score update from the NFL, 5:17 to go in the second quarter. San Diego's added a field goal. They lead San Francisco 10-0. Carson Bloom now at the line to shoot the 1-1, and the free throw is up and in. First point of the second quarter here for Minden comes at the 5:24 mark. More basketball here on KKPR Monday. Pleasanton's pre-holiday tournament. The Bulldogs play Arapahoe, 6 and 7:45. Second free throw up and in by Carson Bloom. And it's 17-14 Central Catholic. 5:20 to go first half as the Crusaders bring it across the timeline with Turner Fay on the right wing. Turner, skip pass left corner. Quick three on the way. Stoltenberg skips off the iron. No good. Turner fake out the rebound. Dishes it off for an easy layup. Staub will lay it up and in. And that's why Turner Fay is an all-stater right there. He can do it all. He can shoot. He can play defense. He got you the offensive rebound, his second of the game, and then an assist to go along with it. Bloom drives to the baseline, looks to pass it back in. There's nobody to throw it to. Another Minden turnover to the other end. Short jumper is no good by Stoltenberg, but he's fouled. And right now the momentum has changed to Central Catholic. They're playing at their pace, and Minden is struggling mightily offensively. The foul is on Dan Christensen, his second. And at the line to shoot the two, Patrick Stoltenberg looking for his first points. First one is up and too strong, no good. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Minden. And the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here from Central Catholic. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. And Isaac Carlson will now check into the ball game for Christensen after he picked up his second foul. Stoltenberg now to attempt his second free throw, and that one is short. The rebound tipped out into the hands of Craig Driver, his first of the ball game. Driver will take his time bringing the ball off the floor, but Minden needs to find a way to get some points on the board. Very stagnant, just 14 points so far, trailing by five, 4.5 to go, second quarter. Trouble out top here for Isaac Carlson. He needs somebody to give it to. Didn't quite get the five-second count. Had it for a long time. Now a three-pointer. Driver left corner up and in. So Craig Driver hits the first field goal of the second quarter for Minden. 19-17 Central Catholic. Second three for Driver. Trevor Fay trying to back his way in. Gets everybody to bite. He lays it up and in. Draws the foul. Turner Fay had three guys on him and then two of them backed away. And then that's when Fay knew he had him. And he just did a little reverse pivot. And has a chance at the three-point play. Foul was called on Derek Kissinger, his first. Fay, 2 of 2 at the line, now with 11 first-half points. And the free throw to complete the three-point play by Fay is on the way and in. 22-17, Crusaders back up by 5 as Isaac Carlson brings the ball across the timeline. Trying to get rid of Tyler O'Connor, who's on him. Swing it to Driver right side. Fay on him. Driver drives, and Turner Fay got up in him too close and got the foul. First foul on Turner Fay. Some free throws are coming up. We're going to call it a 1-1. And Driver missed all three free throws last quarter when he was fouled on a three-point attempt. Minden was hoping to get two shots on that. They're going to say, though, just a 1-1. And let's see if Driver can convert here. He's hit a couple of threes. Maybe this is too close for him. And Craig's free throw is up and in and out. No good. Ball is swatted into the corner, and Driver can't quite get to it before it goes out of bounds. Good hustle there by Driver as Central Catholic had a couple of guys that looked at each other, and neither one of them went and got the ball. But nonetheless, the Crusaders get out of there with it. 22-17 Central Catholic, 3:45 to go here in the first half. In the girls' game tonight, Minden in overtime, 47-42. And that five-point finish was the largest lead of the game for Minden. Right now, Turner Fay, long three left wing. That one's going to be no good. The rebound pulled down by Derek Kissinger. Kissinger will bring it up himself. Had Driver in the right-hand corner. Instead, keeps the dribble. Trying to get off the double team. Little contact away from the ball. Derek brings it out towards the center circle. Now finally gets it over to Craig Driver. Right side of the key, working on Turner Fay. Back up top, Kissinger into the paint. They get it to Peterson. Runs into his man, Wardeen. Wardeen knocks it away. Peterson got it back, and Peterson lays it up and in. Second bucket by Ben Peterson. Central Catholic wants to run. Down low, get the outlet pass. The shot is missed by Staub. Good long pass down low. Handspot fed Staub after he got the ball and missed the shot. Rebound was brought down by Kissinger, I think it was, and we'll come the other way. Derek still has the ball. Minden to the cutter. Driver, we got a blocking foul, and the shot is good. Anspaugh had good position, but Driver was not his man. And a chance for a three-point play here. Kissinger with the assist. Craig Driver gets the bucket, but he's back to that free throw line. The foul on Anspaugh, tough one, his second. 22-21. They'll win a chance to tie it here if Driver can convert his first free throw. It's on the way, and it's in. So 9 points now for Driver, and we're tied at 22 with 2:38 to go here in the first half. We welcome all the wrestlers to town for the fourth annual Flatwater Fracas that gets underway at the Heartland Event Center tomorrow at noon. 24 teams from Nebraska, Kansas, and Colorado. Central Catholic to the right elbow. Stobbs open, so he'll take the shot. It won't go. Anspaugh tries to keep it alive by tipping it out to O'Connor, but O'Connor can't grab it, and it's out of bounds to Minden. Checking in for the first time for Central Catholic, Trevor Cornelia, a 6'1 junior, checks in. And Anspaugh is going to check out. 2:19 to go in the first half. We're knotted up at 22. Both teams have had five-point leads, but right now a tie ball game, and Minden has the basketball after getting the last 5 points. With it up top, Kissinger looking for a cutter. Stops the top of the key, tries to lob it inside to Peterson. Stepping in front and making the steal is O'Connor. The ninth Minden turnover. Central Catholics turned it over once. 2 minutes left to go here in the first half. Ball between the circles. Anspaugh, right wing, off the pick, covered. So he goes into the corner for a three. Cornelius, it won't go. And running down the loose ball, it's punched out of bounds by the Crusaders. 22-22. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Recap of the girls' game that Minden won in overtime. See if we can grab at least one of the coaches to come on up, plus a recap of the first half stats of this ball game. Right now, Kissinger handling the ball for Minden on the right wing. Out for a wide-open three. Driver missed it. Rebound, Peterson back up and in. Somebody lost Craig Driver, but Ben Peterson gets the offensive put back, and Minden regains the lead. 24-22, a minute 20 to go in the first half. Right side of the key with it is Sephardi. Minden looks like they've went to a 1-3-1 zone themselves. Into the corner, a three-pointer, O'Connor over everything. They were late getting to him. The ball ricochets off of Cornelius out of bounds. So Central Catholic hit their first two threes and three of their first four, but now they've missed four in a row, and they are 3 of 8 from beyond the arc. Minden hit their first two. They've missed their next two. I think they're all from Driver. Peterson, top of the circle, comes into the paint, lost the handle, and another Minden turnover. And then trying to get out of the way, Craig Driver runs up the back of Turner Fay. And for Driver, that's his first personal foul, but it sends probably the best free throw shooter in the gym to the line. Turner Fay to shoot a 1-1. He's 3 of 3. He's got a dozen points here in the first half and a chance to tie it up with 53 seconds to go in the first half. And Turner Fay now gets the basketball. Puts the first free throw on the way, and it is good. Earns the bonus. And the second free throw is coming up. And the free throw for Fay. Takes a lot of time here. Puts it up, and good. And we are tied again, 24-24. Minden with the basketball, and Isaac Carlson has it. Comes across the timeline with 48 seconds to go in the half. Stutter dribble there. Cornelius out on him. Tries to throw it to Driver. Driver cut. The pass went behind him. And when Minden turns it over, they do it in streaks. That's 3 in a row. And Central Catholic will have the ball. Let's see what they decide to do here. With 40 seconds to go. Could play for the last shot. They did it in the first quarter. Didn't work out. Minden gave him great defense, and it looks like that's what they want to do here, just holding the ball. Turner Fay has it. Carlson makes him give it up, but Minden's more than happy, and they should be. They're tied with the number two team. 15 seconds to go. They usually like to go at about the 11 mark. They're going to wait a little longer. 11 seconds. Turner Fay, though, has the ball. Now swings it over on the right side to Wardeen. 8 seconds, 4 seconds, back out top. O'Connor, a forced three at the horn is no good, and we are at halftime. So again, Minden, good defense, and Central Catholic doesn't convert at the end of the half. And at halftime, a battle of unbeatens, a battle of top 10 teams, and probably right where it should be, Minden 24, Grand Island Central Catholic 24, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in a minute on KKPR.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at TKPR.com, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Minden 24, Grand Island Central Catholic 24. Here at halftime. Had a great competitive girls game earlier tonight, which Minden was able to rally and win and improve to 6-0 on the season with a 47-42 overtime win over Central Catholic. And head coach Rick Cremosa joins us here at the half. And coach, I guess one of those where you got to be ready to go every night, maybe a little more of a surprise than what most people thought. The Central Catholic came out, gave you battle. You weren't hitting the threes against the zone early, but you were able to stay in this ball game and find a way to win it.
Yeah, we struggled shooting the ball outside, but we made some when we really needed them there late in the game and overtime. But, you know, Central Catholic's a fine team. All give them a lot of credit. They were a big reason why we weren't making many shots out there.
Were you surprised at the defense that they played on you tonight with the box and one on Bailey?
Yeah, it was a little bit different than what I thought, but I knew they would play some zone stuff out there, and they're so long, you know, it makes it a little more difficult to get those outside shots off. And all the credit goes to them, you know. They played awful well.
What about the freshmen? Everybody knows about the Kissinger girls. You've got some young kids out there that are going through the varsity ropes for the first time, and you had a battle against Lexington, but this one came right down to the wire, and I'm sure there's still some mistakes out there, but as the game progressed on, Jamie steps up, hits a couple of big ones from you. Hallie hits the three to tie it up in the fourth quarter, so whatever the problems were early, they kind of overcame them late.
Yeah, you know, we didn't shoot it very well for a long time, but we made some when we really needed to. And those back-to-back threes that Jamie hit, they were huge. And the one that Hallie hit to kind of get it into overtime was outstanding. And you know, there was a lot of plays in there that could have went either way. It was a dogfight for both teams.
Talking about the defensive effort, we've mentioned so many times you weren't scoring, so you couldn't slap that press on as much as you wanted, so you had to play half court. And I'm sure Andy would say, man, if we could have just laid in a couple more of those off the pick and roll, we'd have felt better about our chances. But for the most part, it seemed like you guys defended them, a taller team, pretty well tonight.
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit lately. We thought we needed to just play a little bit better defense than what we had been playing. And I thought our kids did a pretty good job defensively. You know, we held them down pretty good. And it's going to be nice when you're not scoring a lot, and your defense is going to have to be there. And I think tonight was one of those nights that, you know, a lot of credit goes to Andy and his team. And he had them ready to roll tonight, and it was a dogfight. Could have went either way.
What about the target maybe being on your back? You guys have been in the top 10. You've been a solid basketball team for quite a while now. But just about everybody you play this season, you're going to be the higher-ranked team if you keep on winning. Is that a different feeling?
Oh, I don't really think so. We just got a player one at a time, and our kids have to be ready to play each night, and that's what it's all about. It's you know, that other stuff doesn't really matter that much. It's just, there's five on each side out there, and you got to go after it.
Minden coach Rick Ramos is joining us here at the half. You've been well tested. You got three more games left here before the turn of the year. You've got Central City coming in on Saturday. Then a holiday tournament where Axtell right now is unbeaten on the girls' side. Then you got Adams Central and Bennington on the other side. What about the next three games?
Oh, there'll be challenging games. You know, nothing's going to be easy for the Whippets. We just got to keep coming out there each night and try to bring our A game as best we can. But Central City Saturday, you know, I'm sure we'll be a little leg weary. I'm glad we got a night off here before that game. And then holiday tournament, we always enjoy hosting our own holiday tournament. So that's always a goal of ours, to play well in that. And we have Axtell right out of the chute there, and they're a fine team. And then we'll get the winner of Adams Central and Bennington, who you didn't mention, who's got a really quality team. So there's some challenging games ahead of us for sure.
Yeah, if the Bennington basketball team is as good as their volleyball team, they're going to be bringing some talent, just like your girls. They've really had some success in the last few years. And Rick, we'll see you after the first of the year, and wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on the 6-0 start.
Always good to see you, Doug. Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Rick Cremosta, head girls basketball coach for the Minden Whippets here tonight. They were led by Jamie Kissinger. And again, at the end of the third quarter, it's 24-22 Minden. So most of the scoring came in the fourth quarter at overtime. 23 points for Jamie Kissinger, 12 points for Brooke Kissinger, Hallie Bauer, 7 points and 10 rebounds. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Liz McGowan took it over. She had just 5 points in the first three quarters, but ended with 20 points and 6 rebounds. Katie Brand, who fouled out with a couple of minutes to go in regulation, had 8 points and 8 rebounds. Sarah Golka also pulled down 8 rebounds for Central Catholic, who falls to 3-2, and they've got some basketball left. Just like the boys, they host fourth-ranked Lincoln Christian tomorrow night. Christian's 4-1. Then they go to Blue Hill, and then they have unbeaten Holdridge on Tuesday, at Blue Hill Monday, at Holdridge Tuesday for the girls. Outstanding ball game tonight, and Minden wins it in overtime 47-42. Halftime of our boys' game, we're tied at 24. We'll take a look at the numbers in 1 minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Plan your Christmas meals with Super Saver Angus Beef Standing Rib Roast, are only $5.99 a pound. And Mrs. Smith's 37-ounce pies are buy one, get one. Find more savings in the store at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at your first half stats. First of all, for Minden, Carson Bloom has 4 points on 4 of 4 shooting from the free throw line. He also has a couple of rebounds. Miles Steen has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Ben Peterson, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Craig Driver leads the team in scoring with 9 points, 1 rebound. Derek Kissinger, 3 points and 3 rebounds. 5 rebounds in each quarter for the Whippets. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 7 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation, Carson Bloom and Dan Christensen each have 2. For Minden, 12 points in each quarter, and at the half, 24 points, 10 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, 11 turnovers for the Minden Whippets. For Grand Island Central Catholic, it is Turner Fay and Tyler O'Connor doing all the scoring here in the first half. They have 22 of the 24 points. For Turner Fay, he has 14 points, 3 rebounds. Tyler O'Connor has 8 points. Caleb Plunder, 1 rebound. And Tyler Staub has 2 points. So the stats are not overly impressive here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They had 3 rebounds in the first quarter. I had them for just 1 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter 5 of 7. Turner Fay, 5 of 5 at the line. Three-point shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, but just 1 of 7 in the second quarter. And 4 turnovers. Central Catholic, that's how they're hanging in it. 1 in the first quarter, none in the second. Foul situation. Brennan Anspa, Patrick Stoltenberg, Caleb Plunder, Tyler Staub all have 2. Also 12 points in each quarter for the Crusaders. 24 points, 4 rebounds. 5 out of 7 at the free throw line. 3 of 9 from 3-point land. 1 turnover. 3-0 Central Catholic leads 4-0 Minden. Nope, it's tied. Let's do that over. Battle of unbeaten, still tied here at the half, 24 apiece. And that's a look at your Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
With our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And to start the second half of play, it will be Grand Island Central Catholic basketball tied at 24. Central Catholic against the man-to-man. Both teams have been man-to-man most of the ball game. Minden played a little zone once, and right now Turner Fay drives. Turnaround jumper up and in. Tough one for Turner Fay. Man, he's defended pretty well most of the night, but he's making the shots. He's got 16, 26-24. Central Catholic off a back pick. Peterson's wide open underneath, and at the other end, he'll score. And we're tied at 26. 8 for Peterson. Fay trying to beat everybody back. Drives, turns, kicks it out for a 3. It's too long that time from Wardine. Fay rebound, gets it back underneath. Short jumper won't go. Still battling for the loose ball. Headed out to midcourt, and Seth Wardine runs it down. O'Connor hit the ground pretty hard, but he's okay. Clunder gets it back over to Wardine. A minute into the second half of play. Knotted up at 26 here in Grand Island. Crusaders on the right side. Back cut Fay. It's behind him and out of bounds. They're going to say it was touched by Minden. Dan Christensen on the defense. Thursday night NFL football going on. And as they reach halftime, San Diego leads San Francisco 17-0. The Niners just can't compete with teams that are better than them this year. Fay for 3 off the inbounds, up and in. Turner Fay, who lit Minden up last year, is doing it again. He's got 19 of the 29 points, 29-26. Crusaders with the lead, Minden with the basketball. Miles Steen has been held in check, guarded there by O'Connor. Gives it off to Bloom. Bloom throws through the paint, right side Christensen, and a hand check foul on Caleb Plunder, and that is his third first foul of the half. So Plunder picking up his third. And it will be Minden ball to throw it in. Trailing by 3 here, a minute and a half into the third quarter. Just holding it, Carson Bloom, looking at all the picks and screens in the paint, and now he decides to put it on the floor. Off the screen, goes to the baseline, spins it to the double team, now forces the shot, and they'll call it for a walk. Yeah, Bloom trying to do a little too much there. 12 turnovers for Minden, 1 for Grand Island Central Catholic in this basketball game. And it'll be Turner Fay to bring the ball back up the floor. Right side, they'll give it off to Seth Wardine. Wardine between the circles, back over on the right wing to Clunder. Up top, they'll go to Stoltenberg. Still man-to-man, and Central Catholic slowing it down a little bit here. Trying to find a way to get the ball to Turner Fay. They do. Spins it down to the low block. Gets it to Wardine. Shot up. Blocked in there by Bloom. And then it goes out of bounds. Off of Minden. And Ben Peterson said, I threw it off his leg. The official says, yeah, but you were standing out of bounds. So it'll be Central Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Leading it 29-26 into Fay. Ball fake. Got his man in the air. One-hand jumper. No good. Partially blocked. And now foul underneath. Going to be called on Central Catholic. Patrick Stoltenberg got the rebound, but they say he cleared out to get that. And that's his third personal foul. So Stoltenberg and Klunder both have three, and now Tyler Staub will check in. Phillip Rivers with his second touchdown pass of the night to Vincent Jackson makes it 17-0 at the half in favor of the San Diego Chargers. So Jackson, who'd been suspended and then hurt, finally gets something going for the Chargers tonight. Peterson up top was anticipating a back cut. Nobody cut, and he threw it right to the wall. That's not going to look good on film. There wasn't anybody within 8 feet of that one. He was anticipating it. It didn't work out for him that time around. Grand Island Central Catholic with the basketball, uncontested. Seth Wardine will bring it into the front court. 29-26 Crusaders, 5:15 to go, third quarter of play. It was 24-all at the half. Turner Fay has both buckets, including a three here for the Crusaders. Ben Peterson has a layup for Minden. But the pace has slowed down as the game has progressed offensively. Working it around the perimeter, Klunder up top, stops in the key, throws it into the right-hand corner to Wardine, gives it off to Klunder. Klunder in trouble, just throws it into the middle of the paint. It's going to be Dan Christensen to take it away. Just the second turnover for the Crusaders in this entire ball game. 29-26. Minden has the ball, but they trail. Christensen spin move. Once a shot comes in, no good, but draws the foul. That was a wild shot by Christensen, but got the foul as he went by. And it's on Caleb Klunder, and that's his fourth personal foul. Let's see what Coach Bill Gamers wants to do. Here comes Brennan Anspaugh in, a 5'11 senior. And two free throws coming up for Dan Christensen. He'll shoot two, looking for his first point of the ball game. It's on the way, and it's no good. Anspaugh checks in for the Crusaders, and Klunder with the four fouls checks out with 4:39 to go here in the third quarter of play. Second free throw now for Christensen, and it dances home. So Christensen gets one of two, and it's 29-27 Central Catholic as Turner Fay will bring the ball off the floor. Senior point guard here for the Crusaders, but all of them are pretty good ball handlers. And Fay doesn't have to handle it all the time like he had the past couple of seasons. Fay, right baseline, working on Christensen, backs him in into the double team. Good help by Peterson. The shot is off the glass, no good. Kissinger with his fourth rebound. Good help out D there by Ben Peterson. Kissinger knocked out of his hand, and it goes off his leg out of bounds. He was looking at the official for a foul, but Minden gives it up. 29-27. And we haven't seen even very many shots here in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Both teams undefeated, 3-0 Central Catholic, 4-0 Minden. And Central Catholic still has three more games between now and Tuesday. A couple of them on the road at Blue Hill and Holdridge. They're home tomorrow night against Lincoln Christian. Only one game before the holiday tournament for Minden, and that is at home Saturday against a Central City team that's off to a surprising 3-1 start. They clear it out for Fay. Off the dribble, he'll put up the 15-footer. No good off the heel. Rebound tipped by O'Connor, but controlled by Miles Steen, his third. And over to Bloom. Not much energy right now from the fans because not much has been going on. And Bloom, a wild shot, lost it, threw it up. Somehow the rebound comes down to Christian Schwenke. He missed it. Rebound Steen. Steen finally scores. So give Schwenke credit for chasing it down, but Steen has tied it at 29. Now Fay coast-to-coast, and he's going to draw the foul on Christian Schwenke, his first. First and a half on Minden. Central Catholic so good at getting back after a made basket. A lot of the teams that about 10 years ago needed to get better. Ravenna does that good off of a made basket. Minden does it sometimes, but they all kind of play the same style, the top teams in this area. And the free throw by Turner Fay, up and in. He hasn't missed yet tonight, and that is his 20th point, 20 of the 30 for Central Catholic. He's 6 of 6 at the free throw line. And his 7th free throw of the night is also good. All 7 points in the quarter here for Central Catholic belong to Turner Fay. Crusaders 31, Whippets 29. And Carson Bloom will bring the ball up the floor here. 4 minutes. Just nothing going. No transition. Walk the ball up the floor both sides. And picking up his dribble, Craig Driver looks for a back cut. Bloom knocked to the ground. The ball's loose. picked up by the Crusaders. Good bounce pass ahead to Staub, and he's fouled from behind by Craig Driver and is headed to the line to shoot two. Faye got the ball up the floor in a hurry, and Tyler Staub will shoot two free throws. Second foul of the half on Minden. Tyler Staub has not been to the line tonight. He has one bucket. He's the only person to score for Central Catholic besides Bay and O'Connor. Free throw good. As a team, Central Catholic is now 8 of 10 at the line. Minden is 6 of 11. 32-29, Crusaders. Second free throw up. And that one is going to bounce in as well. So four straight free throws by Central Catholic has given them the four-point lead. 33-29 with 2:45 to go in the third quarter here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Good with you on this Thursday night in a pretty big non-conference test in December for both teams. Anspaugh trying to guard Driver. Driver down to Schwenke, but it's deflected back out to him by O'Connor, and now the outlet pass stolen away by Faye. One-on-one, takes it at Bloom, missed it, the follow shot. Wardine missed it. Followed Schwenke, and Schwenke's fouled. Central Catholic missed a golden opportunity there. Brennan Anspaugh, his third foul. Fourth foul of the half on the Crusaders, and Peterson and Christensen back in for Minden. So Peterson, Christensen, Bloom, Schwenke, and Kissinger, the five on the floor right now for Minden. For Central Catholic, Faye, O'Connor, Anspaugh, Staub, and Wardine. Minden ball down by four. Only 5 points for him so far in the quarter. Schwenke way out away from the hoop. Dribbles to the free throw line. Cut off there. Gives it off Christensen. Dribbles into traffic. Kicks it back out to Kissinger. Drives the baseline left side. Five-foot floater good. Derek Kissinger with his second bucket of the ball game. 33-31 Crusaders. A minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. And Central Catholic with the basketball. Tyler O'Connor up top. Everything's so slow, and then bang, you set that back foot. You get a good quick cut. You're trying to catch the defenders flat-footed. Crusaders up top with it. Wardine now right wing to O'Connor. O'Connor guarded there by Peterson. Nothing there. Dribbles it back out. Very patient Crusader offense. Back to Seth Wardine. They kind of backed off shooting the threes here in the second half. Only two attempted. Fahey hit one of them. Left wing, Wardine. Back up Staub. Good defense here by the Whippets. They pass the ball around here for 35 seconds and have not got any closer than 15 feet. Now a three-pointer on the way and in by Tyler O'Connor. His third of the ball game, coming off a solid screen. And the lead back up to five, equaling the largest of the game for the Crusaders, 36-31. Christensen working on Anspaugh to the high post. Kicks it out of the wing to Schwenke. Now to Peterson. In the paint, trying to back his way in. One-hand jumper way off the mark. Rebound, Schwenke underneath the hoop, makes room and scores. Christian Schwenke with his first bucket off the offensive rebound. And we're down to 35 seconds to go, and I think the Crusaders are going to hold and play for the last shot here. Minden might actually go out and put a little more pressure on him here. There's still 30 seconds. And now Peterson just waits for Tyler O'Connor. 20 seconds to go. Out of the center circle now, Seth Wardy gets it to Turner Fay. They went for the last shot the first two quarters and didn't get a good look either time. Christensen all over Fay, 8 seconds. Now Fay comes down, gets tripped, shoots, misses, but a foul called on Schwenke. Coach Bill Gaber's in the ear of another official saying should have been a foul earlier. And Christian Schwenke with his second foul. But Turner Fay, who's perfect at the line tonight, will go back to the charity stripe, 7-7 to shoot two with 5 seconds to go in the quarter. And Turner Fay catches his breath and puts the first free throw up and in. Turner Fay, a one-man scoring machine tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic with 22 points. Eight of them here in this quarter. Been pretty balanced. 7 of the first, 7 of the second, 8 of the third, trying to make it 9. And he does, makes them both. 5 seconds to go. Minden can still get a shot off. Bloom hustles it to midcourt with 3, 2, a 30-footer at the horn. Off the iron, no good. He got a good look. And that's the end of the third quarter of play with your score. The Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, 38, and the Minden Whippets 33. We head to the fourth quarter in a minute on Classic Hits 98.9.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Minden with the ball to start the fourth quarter. They trail by 5, 38-33. Peterson has a little room, so he comes in. His scoop shot rolls off the rim. No good. Got a good look. Rebound, Turner Fay. They want to run. Outlet pass down the Lavoie to Anspaugh. And Brennan will lay it up and score. First points for Brennan Anspaugh and Central Catholic with their largest lead of the game at 7. We were tied at 29. Now an 11-4 run by the Crusaders. Minden ball. Kissinger trapped, so he just throws up a wild shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. Minden's got to stay disciplined here. This is how Central Catholic takes it to everybody. Anspaugh for a three. That one's no good from the left-hand corner. And the rebound comes down to Carson Bloom, who has not been much of a factor in this basketball game. And now Minden's going to call a timeout just 48 seconds here into the fourth quarter. It's their first timeout of a full length. They'll have three remaining. So 7:12 to go in the game. Minden timeout. Central Catholic leads it 40-33. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays from the staff and management at Pedley Drug. You will find boxed cards, candles, and other great gift ideas to finish that last-minute Christmas shopping. Shop Pedley Drug on the square in Minden, the Christmas city. And good luck, Whippets.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors allowing us to be here tonight and bring you high school action. The NCAA Volleyball Tournament National Semifinals going on tonight. And Penn State, who has won three in a row but has been beaten a few times this year, is back to the national final. They sweep Texas tonight, 3-0. Cal and USC currently playing. We'll give you an update on that in just a little bit. But out of the Minden timeout, they need to get some offense. They try to lob it to Peterson. He dropped it, got it back. Now he's trapped on the baseline with no dribble. Out on the left wing, Kissinger fadeaway from 15, an air ball. Steen got the rebound. Reverse layup won't go. Every shot is a circus right now for Minden. It's saved out there by Christensen. And out for a three-pointer. It won't go. And finally, Central Catholic comes out of there with a basketball. And that was Patrick Stoltenberg up the Turner Fay. Fay has numbers, drives, kicks it out of the wing for a three. And Tyler O'Connor is the three-point machine tonight. And Central Catholic now starting to pull away. 43-33. 6.5 to go. Minden with 9 total points in the second half. With it on the right wing is going to be Kissinger. Up top, guarded there by Ward E. Swings it left side to Carson Bloom, guarded by Turner Fay. Back up top, trying to drive Peterson. In the paint, he has to kick it out to Bloom. Bloom fouled by Turner Fay. Turner Fay with a blocking foul. That'll be the second personal foul on Fay. 15 foul on Grand Island Central Catholic. So we're not at the bonus yet for either team. Three fouls have been called on Minden in the half. Minden underneath their own hoop. Derek Kissinger to throw it in. Holds the ball. Throws it up top. The ball is deflected. Minden will run it down with Dan Christensen. Two players in the same area. And they almost caused the turnover. Christensen, bounce pass inside, gets it to Kissinger, turnaround jumper no good, but he will be fouled. And so Derek will go to the line and shoot two. Seth Wardeen going to be called for his first personal foul. Kissinger to the line for the first time, has 5 points, four rebounds, and one block shot. Trying to get that scoreboard to move for the first time in the fourth quarter for Minden, and he does as the free throw is good. 43-34, Central Catholic. Second free throw coming up. And on the way here for Kissinger, it is good. So Derek hits them both, 43-35, Central Catholic. 5:54 to go in the ball game. At the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you here on KKPR. Anspaugh up top, swings it left side to Stoltenberg. Back to Anspaugh, Central Catholic with the lead, being patient. Get it over to Wardeen, guarded there by Bloom. Got a fingertip on it, but couldn't get it knocked away clean. So get it to O'Connor. O'Connor well out away, 26 feet away from the hoop, back to Anspaugh. They're trying to keep the ball out of the hands of Turner Fay. Now Fay runs through traffic, pops out, and takes it. Turner, as he starts the drive, is going to be fouled by Dan Christensen. He bit on the head fake and then pushed him as he went by. Third foul on Christensen, fourth team foul of the half on Minden. So the Crusaders will take it out on the sideline, get it into Seth Wardeen. Wardeen drives open, look from the free throw line. His jumper will not go, and Miles Steen will pull down his sixth rebound. Up the floor comes Christensen. Top of the key, has an opening, keeps on going, and then dribbles himself into traffic, gives it to Peterson, and a hand check foul going to be called on the Crusaders. This one goes against Patrick Stoltenberg, his fourth. So Stoltenberg and Plunder have four, Anspaugh has three, and that will put the 1-1 into effect here for Minden. Before the free throws, Tyler Staub will re-enter, and Ben Peterson, who has 8 points, for Minden, who will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Free throw good. All 3 points in the quarter here for Minden have been from the line. And Peterson's second free throw, try to get him into double figures. He and Craig Driver each have 9 right now for the Whippets. And the second free throw skips off the rim, no good. Ball hits the floor and is picked up by Tyler Staub, his first rebound of the game. So Central Catholic has a 7-point lead. Fay driving. He draws the push on Christensen. Turner knows how to lead into that defender, but Dan Christensen, again, just not as quick. And Christensen will come out, and Craig Driver will check in. Fifth team foul on the Whippets. It'll be Tyler O'Connor to throw the ball in on the far wing and get it into the hands of Seth Wardeen. Wardeen, ball between the circles. Hands it off there to Turner Fay. Tipped away from behind by Bloom, but it goes right to Central Catholic Seth Wardeen. Again, Central Catholic has only 2 turnovers in the game. Minden has 16. One of the big reasons the Crusaders are winning. Fay drives, gets into the lane, and gets it into the hands of O'Connor. He gave a ball fake. Peterson went up. Peterson knew that he was dead, so he made darn sure that the foul was going to be good enough that O'Connor couldn't shoot a free throw. And Peterson with his first foul. And 2 shots coming up here for Tyler O'Connor, who has yet to be to the line. He's hit 4 threes and has 14 points. And the free throw is good. Central Catholic doing the job from the line. They were 6 of 6 last quarter. And they are currently 12 of 14 after that one was made. Second free throw by Tyler O'Connor is good. He's got 5 in the quarter, 16 in the game. Fay has 23, and that's 39 of the 45 here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And they are back up by 9. Lob it inside. Peterson got free off the screen, and a nice entry pass from Blue. And Peterson lays it up. Blue with the assist. Peterson with the bucket. He's got a team high 11. 45-38. Still time in the game. 4:10 to go. Crusaders with the basketball, but they've led the entire second half. We were tied at half at 24. O'Connor with it out between the circles. Gives it off to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen looking for Fay, guarded by Bloom. Still dribbling in one place. Out there on him is Driver. Still dribbling. Finally gives rid of it and takes it right back at midcourt. And now gets by his man, driving all the way in and drawing the foul. Ben Peterson's second foul. And Seth Wardine will go to the line to shoot two for his first points of the night and his first free throw attempt of the night. And again, the Crusaders so quick off the dribble. You're trying so hard to deflect it or stay close, and then they get you off balance and they go right by it. Free throw is on the way, and it is in and out. No good for Seth Wardine. Checking in now is Thomas Sinsel for the first time tonight for Minden. Sinsel, Bloom, Steen, Peterson, and Kissinger on the floor. And for Minden, Anspaugh, Fay, Wardine, O'Connor, and also Staub. Second free throw, no good. The ball is deflected out of bounds off of the Crusaders. 3:40 to go in the game. Grand Island Central Catholic 45, Minden 38. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you in Grand Island. Girls game tonight went to overtime, 47-42 Minden, and driving in, Bloom, and oh, they call him for a walk. First turnover of the fourth quarter by either team, but it's the 17th of the game for Minden. And now they'll try and put on some full-court pressure. Central Catholic can't get it in, so a timeout will be called, and it looks like it's going to be a full-length timeout, the first timeout of the game for GICC. 3:30 to go on the contest. Crusaders 45, Whippets 38. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Central Catholic will have the ball underneath their Minden hoop, out of the timeout, and they'll find Turner Fay, and Fay will push it up the floor, coast to coast, leave it off there for Staub, and a paint, didn't like the shot, out to O'Connor for three, and it's good. Tyler O'Connor is hitting the threes, and the lead is back to 10, 48-38, O'Connor with 8 in the quarter and 19 in the game. Central Catholic back on defense, Minden trying to find a seam, Peterson drives in, pulls up left wing from 9, it's too strong with the ball deflected all the way out to Carson Bloom. So Minden gets another chance, kick it out to Sinzel. Sinzel back over to Bloom, and on the way up on his shot, he's going to be fouled by Turner Fay. Third foul by Fay, and Carson Bloom, whose only points have been from the free throw line, will go to shoot two more. He has hit 4 out of 4 tonight. And Minden's starting to run out of time. Only 5 points in this quarter for the Whippets. Free throw by Bloom is short right off the front of the rim. 48-38 Crusaders. They're trying to go to 4-0. Minden is 4-0. Crusaders are home again tomorrow night against Lincoln Christian. And Minden returns home Saturday to battle Central City. Second free throw, good. So Bloom got 1 of 2. He's got 5 points, 48-39. Minden puts on full court pressure. Central Catholic will get it in to Seth Wardine. Seth, double team, gets around one. Now stops. They're still in the backcourt. Now pass ahead to Fay in the front court. Looks inside. Bloom comes away from behind. Now he's going to be trapped at the free throw line looking for a teammate. Clears it out. And Central Catholic gets into their weave here to try and kill some time. The ball tipped away from Fay by Bloom. But they're going to say that Bloom commits the foul, his third. And that is the 8th team foul. So at the line to shoot a 1-and-1 is Turner Fay. Turner with a game-high 23 points. Hasn't scored here in the fourth quarter. He's left that up to his teammate Tyler O'Connor, who has 8 of the 10 points. And the 1-and-1 free throw is up and in. 24 points for Turner Fay. And the lead back to 10, 49-39. 2:34 to go. And a chance to give the Crusaders their biggest lead of the night. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. Bay is perfect at the line. 11 of 11 of the ball game and an 11-point lead. 50-39, and the ball almost turned over. Peterson grabs it. Now the ball deflected again, but there's Sinzel to pick it up. Kick it out for a three off balance. Kissinger just throws that one up. It is no good. The ball goes out of bounds and belongs to Central Catholic. Good effort that time for Carson Bloom, but couldn't grab it cleanly. And now checking back in for GICC, Caleb Klunder and Patrick Stoltenberg. They both have four fouls. 2:17 to go in a game. Crusaders look like they have finally put this one away. We were tied at 24 at the half, but they've outscored Minden 26-15 here in the second half. And a quick foul on the inbounds. Going to be called on Thomas Sinzel, his first. And at the other end, a 1-1 coming up for Grand Island Central Catholic. And it will be Seth Wardine, who's 0-2 at the line. But he's about the only guy that has had any problems at the free throw line. As a team, Grand Island Central Catholic is currently 15 of 19. A little discussion at the scorers table about how many team fouls that is. They get it set, and here we go. Wardine's free throw is up and in. First point of the ball game for Seth, 51-39. Central Catholic, don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, coach interview, and more, so stay with us. Second free throw up, and it is in. More high school basketball tomorrow on ESPN 1460 AM. Also the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Pleasanton Overton, and here Kissinger is mauled. The ball's taken away to the other end. Wardine puts it up and in, and Bloom's going to be called for his fourth personal foul. And Central Catholic now is running away here in the latter portions of this fourth quarter. And Wardine a chance to complete the three-point play, the lead up to 15 with 2:04 to go. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. So five straight there from Seth, and it is 55-39. It was a seven-point game, and now it's 16, nine in a row Crusaders. There's a good back cut. Ben Peterson got the catch on the assist from Sinzel, and Peterson now with five of the quarter and 13 in the game. Fast break the other way just to get past the pressure. Central Catholic's in no hurry to shoot the ball, but they want to stay away from the pressure. O'Connor with it, almost stolen away on the pass by Steen. But Klunder gets rid of it to Turner Fay. That's who they want to have the ball, to Wardine, and Wardine's going to be fouled by Derek Kissinger, his second. So it looks like we're going to send the Crusaders to the line a few times here until time runs down far enough that Minden can't get any closer. It's a 14-point game right now with a minute 34 to go. The 10th team foul, so win the double bonus here for Seth Wardine. Free throw up and off the front of the rim, no good. NFL football tonight, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. It's still the Chargers 17 and the 49ers nothing. Second free throw on the way, and it's short. Rebound pulled down by Miles Steen, fifth of the half, seventh of the game. Kissinger will take it across the timeline, left side. Central Catholic just trying to deny the three right now to Bloom. Bloom working there on Turner Fay out to Peterson, who throws up a quick three. It's no good. Rebound is brought down by Klunder. He is fouled. And Caleb, who has yet to score in the ball game, will get a chance here with a minute 16 to go. And Carson Bloom committed the foul. And he is fouled out of the basketball game. 5 points, four rebounds, one block for Carson Bloom. And he will leave us with a minute 16 to go. And Dan Christensen will re-enter the game. And Caleb Klunder will go to the line. Free throw is up and in for Klunder. 56-41 Central Catholic. Up by five going into the fourth quarter, now up by 15. Second free throw up and sets on the rim and in. So Klunder gets them both. 57-41, a minute 15 to go. Sinzel pushes it up the floor, going to take it all the way in. His shot comes up well short. O'Connor will grab the loose ball. Central Catholic trying to clear it. They've got a man in the front court if they want to use the long pass. Instead, Turner Fay's just going to keep it, and no need for Minden to foul now. It's a 16-point game with a minute to go. Fay at midcourt, double team. Minden still trying to play tight defense, but they are not fouling. Central Catholic trying to play keep away, down to 45 seconds to go. Fay through the double team, knocked away by Sinzel, but he got it back into the hands there of Wardeen. To O'Connor as the clock continues to trickle down here. And coming up, the Nesco Sports postgame show, as Central Catholic's going to go to 4-0. Minden's going to fall to 4-1. 25 seconds left of passing the ball around. Central Catholic with the basketball. Still passing. Minden still trying to run him down. They've whittled it down to 15 seconds to go. Turner Fay, a game-high 25 points, propels the Crusaders to the victory. 10 seconds to go. Central Catholic just holding on to the ball. Minden starts to congratulate him, and here's your final horn. The score, the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, 57, and the Minden Whippets, 41. We'll take a break and be back with all the numbers on the Nabisco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to wish all the athletes best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, carrying brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Mizuno, Adidas, Nike, and all the top brand names. You'll be better equipped for the games you play with gear from Misco Sports, a great selection of Husker t-shirts and sweatshirts, great Christmas gifts as well. Men, women, and children, all the sizes there at Misco's. 57-41, Central Catholic wins the boys' game, 47-42 in overtime. Minden won the girls' game. Here's a look at the numbers I had for the Minden Whippets. They had a total of 7 players score. Carson Bloom, 5 points all from the line, 4 rebounds and 1 block. Dan Christensen, 1 point, 1 rebound. Miles Steen, 4 points, team high 7 rebounds. Ben Peterson led the Whippets in scoring tonight with 13 points. He had 2 rebounds. Craig Driver, 9 points, but they were all in the first half, 1 rebound. Christian Schwenka, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Derek Kissinger, 7 points, 4 rebounds. I had Minden for 10 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first, 5 of 8 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers for Minden, 11 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Minden had 24 points at halftime, but the Crusader defense held them to just 17 points in the second half. Minden finishes with 41 points, 22 rebounds, 10 out of 17 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 17 turnovers. Sixth-ranked Minden suffers their first defeat of the season and will fall to 4-1. They'll return home to take on 3-1 Central City on Saturday night. We'll come back and look at Central Catholic's numbers and talk with assistant coach Rob Mezick right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's take a look at the final numbers that we had tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic. A couple of very low numbers in the stat total that we'll let you know about in a minute, but first in the scoring department. They finally got a couple of guys not named Fay and O'Connor to score in the second half. Five, six guys overall scoring tonight. Brennan Anspaugh had 2 points in the ball game for Central Catholic. Patrick Stoltenberg, one rebound. Seth Wardine, 5 points all in the fourth quarter. He had two rebounds. Caleb Clunder, 2 points, two rebounds. Tyler Stopp, 4 points, one rebound. Tyler O'Connor, 19 points. He had eight in the fourth quarter. He hit five threes tonight, one rebound in the ball game, and the game's leading scorer was Turner Fay, 25 points in the contest tonight. He was 11 of 11 at the free throw line. He also led the team in rebounding with six, only scored two there in the fourth quarter, but finished with 25 points. I had Central Catholic with four rebounds in the first half, nine in the second, free throw shooting, 5 of 7 in the first half, 15 of 19 in the second half, 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, and 3 of 5, let's make that, in the second half. Turnovers, how about this? 1 in the first half, 1 in the second half. Turnovers for Central Catholic, just 2 tonight. They had 24 points at halftime, scored 33 in the second half, and the Crusaders finished with 57 points, 13 rebounds, 20 out of 26 from the free throw line, 7 of 14 from three-point land. They made most of them outside of that second quarter, and most of them were from Tyler O'Connor, and just 2 turnovers. Second-ranked Central Catholic now 4-0. As they continue their busy stretch at home tomorrow against Lincoln Christian, then Monday at Blue Hill, and Tuesday at Holdridge. That Blue Hill matchup has some intrigue from games past, but Blue Hill off to a little bit of a rough start, looking for their first win. And assistant coach Rob Biesig joins us. Coach, battled in the first half from Minden, and you guys do at Central Catholic what you've done so many times. Just stay disciplined, wear the other team down, got a little lead. Got the 5-point lead out to 10, got the 10-point lead out to 12, and then took care of the ball all night long. Congratulations. You're plus 15 in the turnover margin tonight.
You know, when you had mentioned that stat just a minute ago, that shocked me. I knew we didn't turn the ball over and took care of it, but two turnovers against a great team like Minden is a very good testament to our kids, how they buy into ball handling and really taking care of the basketball.
What did Minden do tonight that gave you guys trouble early on?
They ran some really nice screens for Kissinger, had him coming off some staggered screens on the backside, and they ran some nice high post action where they run some handoffs and ball screens. And that we didn't jump out and present on ball screens, and they were able to turn the corner and get some looks. And a 24 driver hit some threes for him in the first half, and that really kind of opened things up outside for him, I thought.
Well, Turner Fay, he scored 23 tonight, and not a lot of them were layups. Now, obviously, he makes 11 free throws. I thought Minden, for the most part, defended him well, but boy, most of your kids are real quick off the dribble, and that was a big part of the second half. But he hit some tough shots when you guys were struggling in the first half offensively.
He really did, and Turner's a guy that wants the ball in his hands, and he's obviously our best playmaker. But, I thought Tyler O'Connor did a great job of stepping up tonight when we needed hoops to. Between those two guys, I think they scored 44 of our points, and I wasn't aware that Tyler hit five threes, but those two guys really seemed like when we needed to score and kind of stop Minden going on a run, they were there for us.
Fouls, I wouldn't say you were in trouble, but for a little bit there, it kind of hurt your depth. You had some guys that Coach Bill Gavers didn't want to put back in there because 2 in the first or 3 in the first half, and then 4 there early for a couple of the kids that didn't score a lot. But when you play the kind of defense you do, you want to be able to switch out and give the guys a breather a little bit. How much did that affect the game?
Well, first of all, I thought Brennan Anspaugh and Tyler Stott did a really nice job off the bench, but it does put kind of a wrinkle in your game plan because you can't have your normal pattern, and Coach Gavers likes to go only about 7 guys, two guys off the bench, and then one of our regular starters, Tyler Barrientos, is out with a leg injury, so that really kind of strapped us for a while. But I thought the guys that came off the bench did a really nice job for us and played solid defense.
Rob, we mentioned you guys only had three games coming into tonight. I'm pretty sure the guys were eager to play some basketball, and they better be, because you got six games tonight, five more before the first of the year. You got four more games before Christmas and then the holiday tournament. What about this stretch?
Well, Coach Gavers has joked all along this is kind of our NBA stretch, with four games in 6 days and then the five-day moratorium and two games right away in the holiday tournament and then Northwest, Grand Island Northwest right afterwards. So I guess from a player standpoint, you like to play instead of practicing. It's better than one of Coach Gavers doing a half-hour boot camp practices. But I think the guys are pretty focused tonight. And Minden's a great basketball team, so it was a great test for us early on in the season.
It's going to be a tough one tomorrow. Both the Lincoln Christian girls and boys were ranked fourth in the preseason, and they're both off to great starts, undefeated. What do you know about tomorrow's matchup?
Well, I went and scouted Lincoln Christian against Sutton, and they've got a kid in Levi Gibson that's very athletic, about a 6'3 post, but can step out and shoot and jump out of the gym. And they're very disciplined and run their sets very well. And they're another team like Minden. If you leave certain guys open, they're going to make you pay. And, they're just they're pretty good defensively. So if we're not ready to play tomorrow, it's going to be a tough game for us.
Rob, we'll let you get out of here. We sure appreciate it, and congratulations. We'll see you again soon. Have a great holiday, buddy.
You too, Doug. Good to see you as always.
Assistant Coach Rob Bisek of Grand Island Central Catholic. They win at 57-41. We'll be back and wrap things up after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9 Misco Sports, where they've got great Christmas gifts. Get Husker gear, T-shirts, sweatshirts, 40 styles for men, women, and children. If the Huskers aren't your thing, they've got men's college hoodies that are 25% off. If you just want a different color than red to keep you warm, how about an NFL hoodie, your favorite hats for your baseball teams, and Dominican Sioux jerseys, and a whole lot more. Open special hours for holidays, and they're open 7 days a week all year long as well. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. In game one tonight, Minden survived a huge scare from Central Catholic in overtime, 47-42. Jamie Kissinger had 23 points. Brooke Kissinger, 12. Hallie Bauer had 7 points, 10 rebounds. Central Catholic was led by Liz McGowan with 20 points. Katie Brand had 8 points and 8 rebounds. And here in the boys' game, Turner Fay had 25. Tyler O'Connor had 19. Central Catholic beats Minden, who was led tonight by Ben Peterson with 13 points, 57-41. Tomorrow night, ESPN 1460, a great Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader, Pleasanton and Overton, 6:15 and 8 o'clock, and then Arapahoe at Pleasanton Monday here on Classic Hits. Monday night football, before we let you go, they have how much time left in this football game? It looks like they are just about at the end of the third quarter. A minute to go in the third quarter. San Diego 24, San Francisco nothing. Airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Two touchdown passes from Phillip Rivers to Vincent Jackson and a Mike Tolbert 1 yard touchdown run, the scoring there. And in volleyball, the Final Four going on. Penn State beat Texas in straight sets. USC currently playing Cal in Kansas City. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Again, the final in our boys' game in the Battle of Unbeatens. Grand Island Central Catholic 57, Minden 41. Good night, everyone.